Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Clock on the wall. 10 p.m. It says 10 p.m. right there.
Huh.
Sunday night.
Nitro, Sunday Nitro. Yes,
nice.
Right.
It's Sunday night, 10 p.m. It's time.
Rev up your engines.
Rev up your engines. It's time for the one, the only, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit.
That's right.
With Mao and
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. That's right. You've tuned into the Indie Circuit, the show dedicated to, independent music. Music you might not have heard of before, but you're going to want to hear a whole lot more of after you listen.
And the show dedicated to Rowdy Roddy Piper, right?
No, he didn't do it. He probably did some music, but I don't think it'll make it on air.
Well, we could always look
around. Go try and find some
Roddy. Yeah, that'd be funny if he did do it, like a rock album or a polka album or something.
Oh, well, you remember. All the wrestlers did that kind of junk.
Oh, you remember when they did the
Hulk Hogan.
The MTV got involved with them and Cyndi Lauper and all that? Because Hulk Hogan was actually like a bass player or something, so actually
something.
Played in bands.
Yeah, he was in a couple of bands. You are a real American.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. No, I have that. I think I have that on vinyl.
Good for you. Oh, my God.
I also have a Wendy's Where's the Beef rap starring that Where's the Beef lady.
She did a Where's the Beef
rap. Where's the Beef rap? I have it. I have it in there. I have it out there. It's crazy.
Oh,
Where's
God.
The Beef rap album?
From like the 90s?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Were they giving them out at Wendy's?
No, I found it in a bin, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, those were the days.
I should ingest that and get digitally copied and then just play it on here, because why wouldn't I? It's all that, it's like that crap rap from the 90s, like, where's the beef?
Oh, like the good stuff.
Yeah, from the early days of what am I listening to? Isn't that great?
God, from the early days of, like, did you remember, like, stuff like, what's that first rap song that ever became big? It was like the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. You remember stuff like that from the early days?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I wasn't super into rap at those days because I was still in my hardcore punk hateful days.
Yeah, that you never left.
Yeah, that I never left. But I slowly started coming around on some of the rap stuff and, I don't know. And then they had, like, horror rap, which I really liked.
Who was that?
Well, like, ICP and...
There's
some ones that, there's some out there that are really, like...
Really?
Like, hardcore, yeah, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
And it's just, like, everything else we were talking about before, everything else kind of melds. The music just kind of takes stuff from here and there and makes its own casserole of whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, if you really go out and investigate, and I'm not going to even tell you what songs they are because I forgot a few of them, but there are some songs from the rock era, from the 70s, 60s, mm-hmm. where there is rap on these songs.
Oh, like, what was it, the Dead Poets? No.
Before that, I'm talking about progressive rock bands and stuff. There are songs in their musical canon, so to speak, where there is rap sections in there.
Making things rhyme is not like I never.
I mean, talking rhyme, singing rhyme, talking rhymes. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like it's all in there. It's all like
that's pretty cool.
You know, but mm-hmm. you have to go find them out.
Who was that one? I watched the documentary, A Band Called Death.
Never saw it.
It's an interesting documentary. You'd probably like it. It's,
well, yeah.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. Before we go.
Before
you were talking about, we talked about before, speaking of documentaries, you watched that documentary on Ginger Baker.
Yeah. Beware Mr. Baker. Well,
that's a good one.
Yeah, we're
going to
drop in some music, and then when we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit.
Let's drop in some drum music.
Nah, we'll just drop in some Hula Girls.
Okay.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Baby, Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
This is Rudy Ray Moore. I'm the Human Tornado. I chain down thunder and handcuff lightning. I'm so damn strong, it's sometimes frightening. The Human Tornado. I grabbed the star traveling a million miles a minute and slowed it down to the state speed limit. The Human Tornado. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent or a note from your jailer.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Pull the strings. Yeah. That was my Bela Lugosi imitation. But wait, I'm not here to do Bela Lugosi imitation. I'm here to talk about our blogs. What are our blogs?
Oh my God, what are blogs?
What are blogs? I don't know. It's this new thing that just happened a few months ago. And
all these, the kids are talking
about
it. All
the cool kids are talking about it. You know, but the nerdy guys are doing it. The cool kids are talking about it. And chicks dig them, let me tell you.
Your blog is one of the most famous blogs in the history of blogging.
That's right. Destination Nightmare, my comic book blog, which you can find by Googling Destination Nightmare blog, which you'll find thousands of comic book stories.
It's insane.
And other things.
Artwork, cross-links. Yours is like an information mecca.
Yes. It's the information highway.
Mine, on the other hand, is an information stupidity black hole. It's an information black hole, and it's just filled with stupidity. It's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. It's just me talking about my struggle against boring...
Oppression?
Oppressive cars.
Okay.
And my desire to have better ones of those.
Better hot rods. Like a hot rod. You want to be a hot rod. You have a goal in life. You want to be a hot rod. You're going out of the street...
It was a simple man with a simple plan and a simple goal and a simple brain.
Pulling up to a car going like vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're like, hey, what the...
Exactly. Get the hydraulics going, the ding-dong balls in the back and the fuzzy dice in the front. Yeah, hey, it's a goal. It's an achievement. It's something to look forward to getting.
It's a trophy on PlayStation 4, as it were. That's not true at all. But go check out those awesome blogs. You'll be glad you did.
Alrighty then.
All right, and on the other side of the break, that was The Hula Girls, which just premiered with us last week, so isn't that awesome? I played Hawaii's Not That Far Away, Curse of the Tiki, and Hula Billy Honey. Oof,
it's easy for you to say.
No, it isn't easy for me to say. It's sad. And then, of course, us telling you, go check out our blogs because our blogs are fun. And later we're going to go tell you to check out some of our other stuff. We have podcasts everywhere. We're crazy with it.
We're insane. Our prices are insane.
Yeah, our wallets are insanely empty.
Our credit cards are maxed. Hey, it's all about fun.
But this sure is a pretty little microphone I speak into, so I don't know. So you alluded to before.
Yes, I allude.
You alluded to.
I allude, therefore I am.
I had just seen a documentary called Beware Mr. Baker. And I said, I wonder why you're suggesting this to me. And Netflix, being Netflix, knows all about my intricacies of my little brain.
Oh, God.
And they've seen that I like documentaries, and they've seen that I like music. So they're like, hey, you should watch this. And I was like, what is this? And it was Ginger Baker, who I knew the name, but I didn't know who he was or why he was.
Or what he was.
And then I was like, oh, okay, he's the drummer for Cream. Which I know most of their... I know some of their music. I have some of their albums. Very good band, you know. I just don't know a lot about them. They're just one of those things that I know some of the stuff, and that's it. So I proceed to watch this thing and go, well, this guy's obviously insane. Which, and very difficult to work
isn't?
With. But I guess who isn't, you know. So what... I mean, you watched this before, didn't you?
Yeah. I watched it, about a year ago on Netflix. It's a good documentary about the life of one of the great rock and roll jazz drummers of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and today, Ginger Baker. You know, one of the guys from Cream. Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, and Eric Clapton were called Cream because they were the cream of the crop of musicians.
Now, didn't they say they were the first supergroup, or they were labeled
supergroup? Well, the Beatles were kind of like the first supergroup. But yeah, they were the first super musician group, where everybody was like a genius musician from bands.
So, of course, it tore itself apart from the inside out. Within 20 minutes.
Well, it was all over money.
Yeah.
That's the way it always is. It's all over money.
It's all over what we talked about.
It's all over the publishing. What was happening was that...
That's how our podcasts keep together so long.
Oh, yeah. As long as when money gets involved in it, it'll be over.
Luckily, that's...
We're broke.
We don't have to worry about that. That's fine.
But
hold on, let me beat that drum.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm beating the poverty drum.
There you go. Right, go ahead. But anyway, so they were got together, and they were the best musicians, but Bruce and Baker played together, didn't like each other, but, you know, whatever. They got together because of the music.
Hey, the Ramones hated each other, but they still played.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's right. The Beatles ended up hating each other, too, at the end, but they kept going for a little while. Yeah, so then Cream got together, and they said, well, we got to write songs. Okay, who's going to write the songs? Well, Ginger Baker brought in a lyricist called Pete Brown, and they tried. It couldn't work, but then the lyricist hooked up with Jack Bruce, the bass player, and they, like, melded together, great songwriting team.
Right.
So then they became the songwriters, and they had all their credits all throughout the album. And then when they toured, they made a little bit of money, but all of a sudden, it's like when the albums start selling and the singles start being big hits, seems like Jack Bruce and a little bit of Clapton, too, are getting all the money, and Ginger's
all
like,
the money, royalties.
And Ginger's like, hey, man, where's my money, man? Yeah.
And I didn't know that part of the business.
They would get money for performing if they didn't write, right. But it wasn't as much as the recording. As
and
the
I swear that Ginger Baker was the inspiration for Animal, the drummer from The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
He looks like him.
Or Keith Moon.
They act kind of the same, but even that, because the crazy orange hair, that's what Animal had, you know. So it was a very interesting, very funny.
It's an interesting documentary. It paints him in a bad light, and I'm sure that's not the way he really is. But you know, it's an interesting documentary. Yeah. It's worth checking out on Netflix.
Well, that guy racked up the ex-wives though.
Yeah, and he seemed to have spent a lot of money on polo ponies.
And the story about like how many kids he has. He has kids everywhere,
yeah.
And
who doesn't?
Me.
Okay. I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, well, they were rock stars, dude.
I think with my big brain.
Well, they were rock stars, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would never make it in the rock star lifestyle.
No, you're too angry, you know. Yeah. It's like...
Too angry, and I also think too much.
Too angry for love, or whatever.
Too fast for love, Molly.
Too fast for love, or too angry for love. You know, whatever. I don't know, but yeah, it was the '60s. It was the '70s.
I also didn't realize, and this is another thing. I didn't realize how short-lived Cream was.
2 years max, maybe
you know,
three.
Some of the there's a lot of stuff in our
canon.
Yeah, canon that is
musical,
like the Munsters. Everyone, the Munsters.
2 years.
Yeah, like it was like 22 episodes or something like that. It was so tiny. Like
1 year maybe was the most.
Yeah, I think I almost thought it was like 13 episodes or something crazy. But it was probably
maybe two. I don't know.
But yeah, you think of them and you're like, okay, that was nothing. It was a blip. But
the thing is, too, we were talking about before, is that if a band only was around for 2 years in the '60s, they were putting out three albums a year and live records. Yeah. So they end up having eight records.
And you also didn't have time to get tired of them.
No.
Because that's what happens now. Bands don't go away, and you're like, maybe you should go away and stop telling me what you think about things, because I don't care what you think about things.
Yeah, back then it was short-lived, but it was more, I don't know, it was like a little...
It was a shooting star where it burned out quick. It's better to burn out than it is to fade away.
Yeah, as Neil Young said that.
Baby!
Right on!
I interjected a little bit of the bad guy from Highlander 1 said that. In this very creepy, huge, deep tone, he's like, "It's better to burn out than to fade away." And he put out all the candles in the church.
It came from a Neil Young song, "Out of the Blue and Into the Black."
Nice,
a song that I can play.
References everywhere.
References. Hey, let's reference some music.
All right, here is some music.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
True. So many times I sat and cried. So many times you told me lies. Don't you know you made me blue. Don't you care for me, girl? Is your love for me, girl? Now is it real? So many times you put me down. So many times you ran around. Don't you care, don't you care for me, girl? I remember all the time that you kissed and held me tight, always in my arms and by my side. But now with each passing day, your love seems to
Don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know that you send my heart a whirl? For you, girl, I would do most anything to keep your love to everything. Don't you know? Don't you know I love you, girl? Can't you see you're treating me bad? All I do, girl, I do for you. All my love I give for you. Don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know I love you, girl? Don't you know I love you, girl?
I'm badass, and you're good ass. You're goody little two shoes. You're goody little two shoes. Goody little two shoes.
think of all the things she'll do and say.
Her talking
makes me want her more and more each day.
Speed velocity of an unladen swallow.
What do you mean? An African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
Wow, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a go-go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And it, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow.
Okay.
And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com
and
click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with Fuzzy Dice.
Nice.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah! Now we see the violence inherent in the system!
Shut up!
Oh! Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant!
Alright, that was on the first half I played The Out of Sights with Don't You Know and Peanut Butter. And then on the other side I played Shake, Shout, and something or another. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Shake, Shout, and Go, and Bird Doggin'.
Right on.
So 2 weeks ago we broke the Out of Sights when I got their glorious record in the mail and was like, oh, this is so awesome and their music is so good. And then so go and check out, they have a limited pressing of a splatter album on the 180 grain vinyl. It's really cool. I think you go to Spin Out Records is who's selling them. And the vinyl is beautiful. It's one of the nicest, coolest looking clear and red and white and blue and kind of stuff. It's really a gorgeous record. It comes with a free download code. So grab it before they're gone. I think they just got another CD out.
Wow.
Man from Uncle.
Man, that's a good show.
Man from UNCLE.
Yeah.
I have to, I'm probably going to buy that one because I do dig these guys. So I'll probably go and plop down my hard-earned ducats to support the bands that support us,
Your Deutschmarks.
And I would suggest maybe you do the same.
Or
if you and listening now, go there. Spin Out Records. Buy
Speaking
it.
Of records, man, God, I went to a Barnes & Noble the other day, and they actually had vinyl there. Holy crap, $21
if
for
you're
an
lucky.
Album?
Most of them are like $39, $49. You're like,
then I can
what?
Go down to some other place, used place, and get $5 copy, you know, just as good. An original? I mean, that's insane, dude. $21 for vinyl? I thought it was like 18 or 19.
I'll tell you
something.
What was the oddest thing. I was very excited about the about vinyl coming back out. It's making a resurgence. I was like, that's awesome. That was a short-lived excitement. When I went to the Best Buy the first day, I was like, yeah, vinyl's back. $49 or $39. I'm not buying this vinyl.
No.
$24, $27. It's really expensive, you know.
You go to Mango's over there and get it for $10 or whatever.
And I go to all the thrift stores and just dig through the piles.
There's nothing in the thrift stores.
I know, not anymore.
You are the guy that took all the good stuff. You cleaned them all out, dude.
Yes, I did.
The reason why there's nothing in the thrift stores is because a lot of people are going to the thrift stores, cleaning the records up, and selling them on eBay for, you know, good.
That's
just some good change.
You know what the funniest thing was? There was two places that I was there enough that I conned my way into the back. And this is what happened. This happened twice.
You strong-armed your way
at the local
back.
Library,
you
and then
this
other place where they kept the records, right through like an open doorway was like piles that hadn't been come out yet. And this is like one of those places where it's all a quarter.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't care what's there. They just so I got into the back and at the library. I was like, look, the lady last time said I could just go look at all the stuff that hadn't been processed yet because it's all the same price. She was like, whatever. And I dug through it, and I found, like, a whole treasure trove of, like, AC/DC and Dokken and, like, all these 80s bands, metal bands, which would have been gone in a second. I was like, yes! Got the White Album on one of them, you know. So I got to the piles before they came out and dug through them and grabbed it up, you know.
No, the only place
I paid my quarters.
The only place... You could have used them for worse things, but anyway, you know the only place I will buy the White Album is that store in New York that only sells the White Album.
Now, what is that? You talked about that the one day.
Look
and I was
up.
Like, what
it's
are you talking
place.
About?
It's a real place in New York. It's a store.
Is it called the White Store?
I think so. And they only sell the White Album on vinyl. So good for them.
I recently bought. I found the White Album.
A German edition.
And the German edition in they didn't know it was there, and I could tell the guy was like, I don't like selling you this, but you already got it.
but you had that look in your eyes. That
I got away with one because...
Then you can hurt me.
Well, no, because he knew it was like, well, he found it in the dollar thing. I can't... Because some guys would go, no, this was mislabeled.
I've had that happen to me.
This is mislabeled, $100. You'd be like, no, it's not.
I had one time I remember this Tool at a comic shop. Okay, they were having this sale, this old Tool... I can't name his name, Tony, who was...
Last name, blah, 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 phone number.
Yeah, anyway, they had us for sale on VHS, and so I find a VHS of Lone Wolf and Cub.
Whoa, yeah,
and it was
yeah.
$5. So I buy my stuff, and I bring it up, and I go, yeah, I got it. He goes, whatever his son's name was, this isn't $5, is it? Oh, I don't know. No, this isn't $5. You can't have it. I'm like, really, you old... fart. I'm like, okay, fine. So I put all my comics back, and I'm going like, oh, you just lost a sale. Too
and
bad.
I'll never come back here.
Enjoy your Lone Wolf and Cub VHS, jerks.
Yeah.
Anyway, no anger there.
But you see me tense up? You said that old... I was like, oh, no! I thought I was gonna be editing out curse words.
No, I didn't. I did that before, but no, I stopped myself because I can't do that.
Good for you.
Anyway, so yeah, collectibles. We love them. Can't live without them.
I hate collectibles. I hate the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. Let's play some collectible music then.
All right. Well, we're kind of... we'll get there. Okay, hold on.
Well, at least one song.
Yeah, we will. Hold on. We'll be right
back.
Just one.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Warning. Godzilla versus the Thing. A shattering motion picture, not for the weak of heart. Here in all its astounding realism is a soul-shocking experience. How much terror can you stand? What was this thing of unbelievable and unequaled terror that challenged Godzilla to a battle of unhuman strength versus supernatural evil? Godzilla versus the Thing. See the War of the Giants. See the birth of the world's most terrifying monster. See armies of the world destroyed by the Thing. The producers of Godzilla vs. the Thing issue warning to those who cannot take its full horror. To you with guts, you must see Godzilla vs. the Thing from the beginning in color scope from American International.
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Me? Play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama won't let me play no football.
We're going to go home. You and I, we're going to talk to Mama.
My mama said that.
The first time you came to a stable long ago, they pushed you aside, for they really didn't know who had come to their world to save and to heal. So they followed you in your cross to the top of the hill. But it'll be different the next time you come. Wait and see, you got a lot. Peaceful talk with my Lord. He found my heart heavy with troubles, but our talk seemed to lighten my load. My Jesus has broad shoulders, his back is stronger than mine. He was there the first time there, any place, any time. Now it's true that I've still got some troubles, but since Jesus and I had our talk, I found peace of mind and contentment. I'm so glad in his presence to walk. My Jesus has broad shoulders, back is stronger than mine. He was there the first time I called him. He'll be there any place, any time. So I'll keep on the right way to heaven, for the way that he showed me is clear. And no matter what happens tomorrow, if I need him, I know he'll be there. My Jesus has broad shoulders, his back is stronger than mine. He was there the first time I called him. He'll be there any place, any time.
Oh,
what you mean. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again. You may think it's foolish what I'm going to say. Jesus, take my sins away. And that's when I was born again. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, and all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been. Jesus, John in chapter 3, and so afraid, oh so afraid, Master, you're from God, I really do believe, and Jesus said, be born again, born again, there's really been a change in me. Jesus said, born again and all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again.
I don't want you listening to any angry music.
The Carpenters are angry, I mean.
Don't be naive, Dave. Close to you, we've only just begun. Songs of madness and obsession. We'll be right back.
like that guy, that Spanish guy. You know, he fought the windmills.
Don Quixote?
No, that's not it. What's his name? The Man of La Mancha.
Don Quixote.
No.
I really think that was the character's name. Don Quixote.
Fine, now look it up.
Well, who was it?
Never mind.
That was what you would call a mashup.
Yeah?
A mashup of, it was a guy I work with, his aunt and uncles had a show on a radio show, so that he gave me the record to rip one time, and they said I could play it. So,
and then it became a techno band. Who knew?
And then after that, I played a little break, and then I put in 8-Bit Weapon, and I played, what did I play here?
You played some good
Galactic stuff. Galactic Invasion Mutation featuring Neutra and Chronomancer. So
excellent.
All classics. Hey, well, the clock on the wall says now it's almost 11, so that means that's the end of our show. I'm Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
This has been the Indie Circuit on Radio St. Pete, and, you know, hey, listen and like us, please. That'd be great. Bye.